the gifts of wisdom. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginnings of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up, at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he signed to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his common, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race."
This is the word of God for the people of God. Well, we have a wonderful blessing this morning. As I said, the confirmands planned the service entirely, and it was exciting because their favorite hymns were all my favorite hymns, so I got really excited about this morning. But the really, really exciting part is that we also have a confirmand who is discerning a call to ministry, and that's Alex. And Alex is going to preach for us this morning. So he's been working for the past couple of weeks really hard on this, and I want to encourage us to open our minds and hear his words as he leads our service. Come on, Alex.
Yeah. Well, you guys are used to the... Oh, that's a bit loud. You guys are used to the pastor and his long sermons. This won't be as long as his, but it'll be good, I think. Yeah. My name is Alexander Como. I feel a calling on my heart to be a minister and a servant of Christ. I discovered having a calling when I was helping my grandfather. He's been a pastor for a long time. He's not perfect, but none of us are. Sorry about that. He's not perfect, but none of us all are. He has taught me that God doesn't only call the qualified, he calls the called. I mean, he qualifies the called. My family is always there to pray and talk things through. Shut up. All right. My family is a blessing from God. I adore with all my heart. My family helped me gain wisdom about my own faith and our relationships with Christ. During confirmation, we retained wisdom by expressing our love for our Savior and wanting to go deeper with our faith. We learned more about each other as well as God, as well as educating ourselves on every denomination. Now, every denomination is perfect. We all have different beliefs, but we all strive to be more like Christ. That's the goal, right? Wisdom is knowledge that is learned through many life experiences in life. You're going to make decisions that are not going to be wise, and it will separate you from God. But through God's everlasting love, he has mercy and grace, for we are his children. Paul writes about grieving the Holy Spirit and enlisted bitterness. Bitterness is one thing that separates us from God. Bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit. You could have bitterness against siblings, friends, neighbors, anyone in your life. It will devour you and your soul and will separate you from God and everyone around you. Hebrews 12:15 states, see that no one comes short of the grace of God, that the root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and it may be defiled. That does mean don't let bitterness grow up in your soul. It will devour you, and you will be on the road to nowhere in your life. Wrath also grieves the Holy Spirit. Don't let wrath control your actions and defile your body, for you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you not know your bodies are a temple through the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not. Whenever you are angry, think of the consequences and who it will affect. When you're angry, don't cuss, bang on the wall, don't hurt anybody. I mean, just pray to God like, God, I'm angry. I ask you for help. Give it to God. Ephesians 4:29-32, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice, or is it malice? Malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving you each other as just as Christ God forgive you. I, for one, have been cussing. We all struggle with cussing, I think. I got in the thing at school. I would cuss at my friends because they thought it was funny. But that's not God. I would cuss and be angry. No. I realized that's not what God wants us to do. I realized that was wrong. Give it to God. Ugh. Greed. What is greed? Greed is the unstable desire to have more money or possessions for self-gratification while ignoring God and eternity. Greed is wanting more than anything we desire. Many Christians are greedy without even realizing it. That's called gambling. Gambling is a taking a risk with hopes of getting a desirable result. 1 Timothy 6:10 says that the love of money is the root to all sort of evil. Don't let money control your life with your family or yourselves. Don't wander around when in your life what you're going to buy when it comes in. That is wasting your time, and you're more focused on that than you are of God. I mean, we're all greedy. I want more Calvin Klein. No, that is greed. Michael Kors. No, that is greed. It's nice, yes, but that is greed. And I struggle with that. Yeah. Greed is making money your God, even if you don't mean it to. You listen to it all the time. Wherever you go, you look it up. Instead of doing what God wants you to do, you are listening to Him. You're letting money control your life. Listen to God. Pray about it. God, I struggle with this. I ask you and I'm giving it to you. Just give it to God and He'll help you because He loves us. I also have adultery, pride, and jealousy. I'm not going to list those because they're pretty self-explanatory. Right? Yeah. Referring back to the scripture, Proverbs 8:1-4. Doesn't wisdom cry out and understanding shout? Top the heights along the paths at the crossroads, she takes her stand. By the gates before the city and the entrances, she shouts, I cry out to you people, my voice goes out to all humanity. Godly wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and to follow the best course of action, based on knowledge and understanding. There is the wisdom which man does not naturally possess. But yet without it, no one can be happy. We cannot be happy. We cannot be happy. There's a difference between intellectual wisdom and godly wisdom. Intellectual wisdom is which we get in school and life experiences. It's not godly, it resides in our head. Hence, we have head knowledge. Godly wisdom is in the believer's heart. Right. It's in the believer's heart. Intellectual wisdom consists merely in the temporal knowledge of men, things, and present circumstances. Godly wisdom is the result of the believer knowing that he's been reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. But how do we get godly wisdom? The wisdom of this world may be attained by study, but godly wisdom requires much more. Attending church, praying about it, giving everything you have to God, and just, yeah. A person must be sincere in order to receive godly wisdom. Many of the Pharisees remain ignorant in truth because they love darkness rather than the light. If we refuse the word of God, we too will remain in darkness. Therefore, we must be sincere in our search for godly wisdom. We seek godly wisdom with diligence. Diligence is careful and persistent work or effort. Verse 2 in the 9th chapter of Proverbs states, we too must heed the instruction of the gospel. We must read it and understand it and live it. We shouldn't struggle with it. You receive it with diligence, but also with prayer. Nothing in life will succeed without prayer. The word must come first into the ears and enters the heart where it is safely held. Psalm 119:130, the entrance of your words gives light. Every verse read, meditated on, and prayed over opens the mind of undesirable riches. If we are insincere, the Lord will open our eyes. If we are diligent, He will reveal Himself to us. If we are persevered in prayer, He will give us liberally. We should value the gospel as a gift from God, for through it we attain wisdom. Amen.